Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Focus on Health, a weekly program brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center. Now, more than ever, their focus is you. Being joined live in the studio today, Lori Foster from Van Deese Medical Center in Webster City. Lori, very good day to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
Yes, here we are, November 9th. We got through the election and still feels kind of mild out there as we're doing this here show today.
It feels lovely. I was outside. It was 57 degrees this morning. I was wearing shorts.
Good for you.
And I would sure love that weather to continue, but it may not.
Yes. Matter of fact, we're talking about a subject that has nothing to do with temperatures in the 50s because it's one of those days, Lori, that we will have ice, snow, and so forth, and we have to be very careful once we step outside when that winter weather rolls in here, but not for the foreseeable future. I know they're talking snow in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota for later on tonight into tomorrow. So just winter knocking on our door.
That's right. And it is going to feel chilly this weekend.
Yep.
And so this is a perfect time to be talking about those safety precautions for the upcoming season.
With Kevin Bultina from 21st Century Rehab, who's standing right beside us here. We'll have him in just a moment. But Lori, we've got some things going on at Van Deese Medical Center, don't we?
We do. Of course we do. I'd like to share a few announcements before we get started with our program. We have gone live with a new digital check-in process at Van Deese Family Health Clinics and also in our surgery department at Van Deese Medical Center. We're actually going to be going live in several other departments throughout the hospital coming up in the very near future, including radiology, lab, respiratory therapy services, and then in our specialty clinic department as well. And I've talked about this a couple different times, but this process allows patients to complete their entire pre-visit check-in process from the convenience of their own smartphone or device before their appointment time. So we have partnered with a healthcare software vendor called Epion Health. And what it does is it will send text messages to patients. These will be secure, personalized text messages that will contain a link and will walk patients through the entire registration process. First, patients will see a security question. They'll confirm their date of birth and zip code. Then they can actually upload their insurance card and their driver's license, contact information, and demographics. Lastly, you accept the consents and sign, and your process is complete. I have to say, this is a very easy and simple process to complete. I encourage all patients that have upcoming appointments and receive these text messages to go ahead and give it a try. It only takes a few minutes, like I mentioned. We also have created a short video, which appears on the homepage of our website, that will visually walk you through the process and show you screenshots every step of the way. So visit vandeestmc.org. Again, this is the first of a two-step process that we are offering to our patients. The second step is going to be a self-scheduling platform in which patients can select the physician or provider they wish to see at their appointment and the time of their choosing, again, all with the convenience of their smartphone or device. So we do expect that second step to be rolling out within the next month. You will hear more about that when it does.
Very good.
And as we mentioned, chilly weather is on the way. Christmas is approaching. So the Gift Junction Gift Shop has a few events coming up that I would like to share. Their regular hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., however, before the Christmas season and somewhat during that holiday season, they're going to be open a few Sunday afternoons as well. So mark your calendars, November 27th, December 4th, and December 11th. They will be open for Sunday afternoon shopping from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And then December 12th and 13th, they're going to have a little Christmas party in the gift shop. All Christmas decorations will be on sale, 20% off. They're going to have some goodies, serving hot cider, coffee, homemade Christmas cookies. And at this same time, the Auxiliary is going to be hosting a fundraiser.
Cool.
The Numan Company is going to return and will be available on site on the 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., on the 13th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lots of samples, great items to try, and they make wonderful stocking stuffers and gifts. Mm-hmm. So again, mark your calendars for December 12th and 13th. Stop out to the gift shop and support the fundraiser.
All right, 2 weeks before Christmas.
That is right. Perfect timing.
Yep.
And I do want to give just a couple of general reminders to everyone out there. Really, now is the time to make the most of your healthcare insurance. It's getting to be at year end, and if you've met your insurance deductible for this year, now may be the perfect time to schedule that test or procedure that maybe you've been putting off. So great time to take advantage of that. You can contact the surgery department if you have some needs that way. Otherwise, I might mention just with general health, screening tests. Maybe it's your mammogram that you need to do. Also, we do have Dr. Benjamin Willis, our podiatrist, that is at Vandy's Family Health Clinic. Some of the surgeries and procedures that are done by Dr. Grimm, our general surgeon, would be hernia repair, gallbladder removal, colonoscopies. Also, we have our visiting specialists that come on site. And so I definitely want to encourage you to think about some of those tests and procedures, like I said, that maybe you've been putting off. Now's the perfect time to schedule those. And then lastly, a general reminder about staying up to date with vaccinations. Flu shots are available, as are COVID bivalent boosters and vaccines if you haven't gotten yours. Patients may call Vandy's Family Health Clinic to schedule theirs today. The number is 515-832-7800.
Very good. Words the wise as things are beginning to get back normal, we've noticed in the last few weeks here there.
Right? Most definitely, yes. Yeah. And it's good to see.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about our next topic on today's Focus on Health show, and that has to do with the winter season. Perish the thought, we'll have those days that ice and snow will be here, but people have to be very careful when they step outside, both in and outside their residence. And we have Kevin Boltina from Vandy's Medical Center's 21st Century Rehab to talk about it. So, Lori, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, Pat. You're right. Actually, patient falls account for our number one trauma in the emergency department at Vandy's Medical Center. We know winter weather in Iowa can be beautiful. However, some winter elements can actually increase your risk of falling. So, here to talk about some general winter safety tips and how to avoid slips, trips, and falls is physical therapist Kevin Boltina with 21st Century Rehab. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
You bet. It's fun to talk about all things therapy related. So,
absolutely. And this is a great program to be covering now. We know the temperatures are going to be falling even as soon as this weekend. And we want to provide even just some general tips, not just for winter, but there are some specific to the winter months and winter weather. And like I said, those slips and falls, they're huge. They account for about 1 million U.S. adults that are injured by falls each year. So that definitely increases significantly as those temperatures decline. So let's start in and maybe talk about a few ways people can decrease their risk of falling.
Well, it is this time of year where we do have to be more careful about staying on our feet and maintaining our balance. And there are ways that we can decrease the risks of having a negative event like a fall or a slip. And here today, we will probably look to talk about three different, categories that we can control, our falls. The first category is footwear. We'll talk about technique, and we'll also probably talk about the environment in terms of where you're at and what you're doing as ways to control falls. And if we don't tend to get through all that in our time slot, I bet Lori would have me back on to finish.
Absolutely, Kevin.
Footwear is always the, one topic that is important in winter falls. It's the first, obviously the point of contact between your body and the ice. And if your footwear is slipping and sliding, the likelihood that you're going to follow suit and end up on the ground is pretty high. So what is it about footwear that we can control to decrease falls? The first thing, you know, we want shoes that are flat, you know, no heels, because that sets you up for falls. But even the type of shoe in terms of the sole matters. A rubberized sole or a composite sole is going to hold the ice much better than a plastic sole or a leather sole, in terms of decreasing the friction of the ice. So that's important. Certainly there are yak tracks, different types of things you could add to your foot, to your shoe, to give you more stability. And those can be helpful if you know you're going to be walking on snow and ice. You do have to remember that they need to come off before you walk inside, because they can actually be a bigger fall risk to try and walk with them inside the house on harder surfaces, or carpet. And even before you drive, we'd want to have you take those out. Trying to wipe your shoes off before you go, you know, inside is important. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of people fall that, you know, water on linoleum or a hardwood floor can be really slippery itself. And right when you relax and think you're okay, you hit a wet spot on a linoleum floor and down you go. So footwear is really, really important. We're going to recommend a rubberized or a composite style shoe, avoiding even low heels, but certainly high heels, and avoiding plastic or leather soles. You know, if you're going to be outside and walking on snow and ice. Technique is a way we can, help do that too. We want to slow down, give yourself a little bit more time. You know, trying to go faster is going to, you know, increase the risk of falling. And just our style of walking, we want to be a little bit slower. We're going to encourage taking shorter steps, okay? Not trying to stride out quite so much. Not trying to, necessarily pick your feet up quite so much. As much as kind of slide along. It often is referred to as walking like a penguin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, turning your toes out just a little bit, maybe shortening your step length, and keeping your feet more under your body of support. Change of directions, you know, you need to be a little bit more conscious of. Slow down. You know, don't take those corners quite so fast. And just to be aware of where you're walking. Things like metal, drainage.
Right.
I'm losing the word. Covers can be really icy, you know, when it gets wet or icy out. And you step on one of those and it's going to be really, really slippery. Mm-hmm. Trying to avoid walking around things like construction, where the environment may not be consistent. You know, is a thought. It's easy to all of a sudden step in a hole that you're not expecting, or areas that haven't been cleaned of snow or ice will present that much more of a risk. We want to stick to sidewalks as much as possible. There may be times when the sidewalk's not clear, or it just looks really icy that maybe you look at a little bit of a grassy edge to give yourself a little bit more traction. And again, we talked about, just the in and out of the house. You know, one thought is that, kind of skipped over with footwear, is when you're just coming out of the house or coming out of your car, the soles of your shoe are warmer, and that warmer shoe will create, more of a fall risk when it gets on the snow and ice. So be extra careful when you're just exiting your car, or when you're exiting, or just leaving your house, for that reason, a warmer shoe will be more slippery than one that has been outside for a while. And then thinking about environment a little bit more, in terms of falls happen a lot of times when you're just getting in or out of your car. So we're going to encourage, wanting to get always 3 points of contact you know, having a hand and your feet on the floor when getting in and out. Wait to get out of your car before you grab things. You know, in other words, get out of your vehicle first and then try and grab your coffee cup or your briefcase or whatever else you may be carrying.
That's very good information, because a lot of times people are not thinking about, as you mentioned, Kevin, they're in a hurry, and you're describing it very well, but in a hurry, stepping out, I picture myself because I do this, like 1 foot out and I'm reaching in to grab my purse, maybe grab a coffee. And again, it's so important to simply slow down and make sure that you've got solid foot on solid, on solid ground, and not trying to do too much at once. Really key for really everyone to remember, all ages, to be thinking about this. A lot of times you can't even tell that the surface is slippery, that maybe there is ice. It could be like black ice, so it appears as though it's fine,
right,
and can take you down so quickly. You know, a lot of people too, I think as we get up in the mornings, maybe we have slippers on and we think that, oh, we can just run outside, maybe take something out to the recycling bin. You know, think about that. Think about that when you're exiting your house, to have the proper footwear, because it's not just like Kevin said, going out, but coming back in, and then you know, your footwear, whatever that might be, is slippery anyway, and that can cause additional injury or risk just coming in again and tracking in that wetness.
And we see some of these young people, too, if I can just interrupt, wearing their flip-flops in the wintertime when they have that ice and snow. I've noticed that in some of the stores, and that is not kosher, I think.
Thanks, Pat, for bringing that up. That is completely right. And as a physical therapist, you know, we're not really big fans of flip-flops any time of year. But in the winter, it's, you know, really, really not a good idea.
Asking for trouble.
That's right. You're just setting yourself up for a fall. So
exactly. We know that falls are unexpected, but there actually are, like, proper ways to fall that can decrease your chance of injury. And so, Kevin, maybe if you would talk about that. If someone feels themselves falling, what would you share? What to do, what not to do?
Yeah, that's a really good thought, because even when we follow all these, you know, precautions and really try and be careful about staying on our feet, falls do happen, you know, and they happen so fast. But certain ways to think about, you know, falling. We want to keep, you know, generally speaking, keeping your hands out of your pockets, you know, just so you have a little bit of ways to try and stabilize yourself. But we also don't want you to necessarily try and reach out and brace your fall on an extended arm. You know, we'd rather have, you know, a fall where you kind of, you know, tuck and roll and kind of hit, you know, on a broad base, you know, the leg, the side, the shoulder, kind of diffuse the contact point. Landing on an extended arm will really create problems for, you know, certainly that arm and your neck and everything else. But if you do find yourself on the ground, you know, the first thing to do is just gather yourself in terms of, you know, doing that quick mental assessment of, you know, is anything hurting? Is anything seem to be injured? And take those precautions. We certainly would prefer that people have their cell phones on them, you know, when they do that. Just so you could always get in contact with somebody. There's always that story of someone that lays outside for a long period of time just because they had no way of getting hold of anybody. And so they're really kind of stuck until someone can come and assist them. And But first of all, get yourself, you know, if you can just slide along somewhere, get yourself where you're able to not be on such a slippery surface. And start by just getting up to, you know, all fours, you know, get place. And if you have a handhold, all the better. But start from being on all fours and then trying to get to being, to picking one foot up and putting it down there. So you're on one foot, one knee, kind of in a half kneeling position. And then try and stand up from there. But certainly having something to hang on to will make that process that much easier and safer. And then once you get standing, you know, again, do that reassessment of, you know, is anything hurt? You know, is it a trip to the doctor or the emergency room, or calling a family member, friend to do that? And then what if you are injured? You know, certainly a traumatic fall like that, you know, may require a trip to the doctor, may require some radiology tests just to be sure that nothing is broken. And then oftentimes it's a trip to see your therapist to work out those, you know, aches and pains that you may have suffered, as well as just get your balance back on track and your mobility back to where it won't happen again, hopefully.
Absolutely. And what I love whenever I have one of our therapists on, you know, whether it's Kevin, Dylan, Lori, Diana, we'll be talking about the team members there at 21st Century Rehab out at the hospital. But they're, when they're on the program and actually in their daily lives and what they do, they are promoting movement all the time. And so, you know, that is something that, you know, we live here in Iowa. We experience the seasons. And we do want to encourage people to continue to get out, get some physical activity, continue to move those joints, those bones, but just do so carefully. We know that there are, you know, people there that just do, they're risk factors and they have the potential for falls. But there are just some smart things to do, some recommendations during the winter months in order to stay active and keep moving.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's not the time just to hole up and wait for spring, you know, because it is a use it or lose it kind of thing with all of our movement systems, our muscles and our balance and everything. They're like anything else. If they get neglected and not used, they will not be as sharp. So we want you to move, and we want you to stay active. We need you to be sure to, you know, make good decisions. If we're having, you know, if there is a lot of ice out, you know, walking around the block may not be the best idea, but maybe you can find someplace inside to walk. You know, there are places, you know, even stores that, you know, just walk in the aisles, mm-hmm. you know, just for the sake of activity is great. For a lot of times, it's good to dust off those old exercise machines you may have at home and use them through the winter months. You know, that's a great way just to stay moving. Mm-hmm. Some days you just shouldn't be out at all, and maybe you need to walk the hallways of your home. You know, not for, you know, the getting to a certain place, but just for the activity. And, you know, that not might not necessarily be the most exciting, but the important part is just to keep moving, keep your blood flowing, your muscles working, and all your balance systems working.
In check. That's definitely the case. And there are things that people can do from home. Like you say, there are times that it really wouldn't be recommended for people to go outside, but you can do stretching, like Kevin mentioned. Maybe it's just increasing your activity in your own home. Maybe it's doing some resistance training. There are several programs that you can stream, you can watch if you want to follow along and do a class. So there are a lot of different options. And we do know that people have those exercise machines and that equipment's yep. out there. Collecting dust, or it's you got some clothes hanging on it, but that's also the perfect time, like Kevin said, dust them off And just try some different mm-hmm. activity. Maybe it's something that you're not typically used to, but it keeps you moving. And, you know, just like Kevin mentioned, you know, you want to use it or lose it. So we definitely want to encourage that movement year round. And if you are going outside, make sure that you are dressing for the weather. Kevin, you know, made sure that he covered the proper shoe wear, but check the temperatures, find out what it's like out there and dress appropriately. Frostbite can happen rather quickly, and we don't want anyone taking any chances. And really important, like you said, to carry a cell phone, because should anything happen and you need to reach someone, you want to make sure that you do have your cell phone handy with you.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, as we start to run short on time, we'd be a little bit remiss if we didn't, talking about winter safety, if we didn't touch on shoveling snow. I'm still one who shovels. I know I'm probably in the minority anymore, but it's actually one of those household jobs that I don't really mind. So I'm resisting the snowblower thing. But for those of you who still shovel, you know, that's can be a high risk activity, not only for falls, but for other, you know, health cases, especially thinking cardiac. So we want to be sure you take some precautions for that as well. And just thinking about pushing snow as much as possible and not trying to lift it. If you do lift snow, don't try and take, you know, really big shovels. Use a smaller shovel and don't load it up quite so much, so each shovel is not quite so heavy. And you know, times to avoid shoveling is right after eating, or you know, if you were to happen to smoke, those are the times to avoid being out with physical activity, and just to be aware of you know, what the signs of a heart attack may be, or mm-hmm. warning signs. That if you were getting any of those, to take, you know, quick medical action, because, you know, minutes matter in those cases. So
they definitely do. And Kevin, you're right. I hadn't seen the time where we're wrapping up on the show rather quickly. And I wanted to take at least a minute or two to talk about some of the services, because there are some specialized services that people do not think about that are offered in our rehabilitation services department there at the hospital and provided by the therapist at 21st Century Rehab. So maybe if you would just do a real quick run through of some of the specialty services.
Sure. You know, we have, you know, physical and occupational speech therapists, and all of them have kind of their own, you know, areas of special interest and special skills that may, you know, include young athletes, lactation services for new mothers. You know, pediatrics is a service we can provide. Lymphedema control. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we have some experts in Parkinson's disease and doing really great things with working with people with that. Vertigo is a one that, you know, we have a therapist that has some special training and interest in. So it'd be the whole field of therapy is really broad, and you know, even within our department at Van Deest Medical Center, you know, we have people that have lots of different special interests, you know, and skills for treating some of those things. So certainly, if you have any questions, even if you just wonder if mm-hmm. you know, therapy could help your specific program, don't be afraid just to call in and ask. And we could certainly tell you the types of things that therapy can do to try and help whatever you may have going on. And we can see patients, even Medicare patients, without a physician referral. So you can even make us your first point of contact. So contact us, 832-7735.
Wonderful. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the program, talking about winter precautions and safety tips. We want to keep everybody upright out there as we work through the upcoming winter months. Again, a terrific team at 21st Century Rehab out at Van Deest Medical Center. offering all sorts of therapy services and specialized services, as Kevin mentioned. If you have questions or want to reach out to anyone in the department, the number to call is 515-832-7735. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Absolutely.
All right, Lori and Kevin, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Lori. That does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where they're now more than ever, their focus is you. 9 o'clock, KKWC, Webster City.